My special guest today is Professor Christoph Hagemeyer, who is the head of Vascular Biotechnology Lab here at Baker IDI in Melbourne. Thank you for your time, Professor.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Now, I'm talking to you today about some fabulous new nanotechnology that you and your colleagues have developed, which is targeting blood clots. Could you tell us a little bit about that and how it works?
So the technology is based on a layer-by-layer technique developed by Professor Frank Caruso at the University of Melbourne. And you can really imagine layer-by-layer as like an onion shell kind of structure. So you have a drug, which is in our case a clinically approved thrombolytic drug called urokinase, which is encapsulated in these nanoparticles. And then there are layers built around this drug, typically 5 to 8 layers.
Yep.
And these layers are cross-linked by a linker which is sensitive to an enzyme which is very pro-thrombotic. So we're effectively hijacking the blood coagulation system, degrade these capsules, and release the payload.
In other words, instead of putting a thrombolytic into an IV and waiting for it to reach the clot, the antibody coating these drugs will actually seek out the clot? Am I getting that right?
Yeah, so there's a targeting unit as well. So the antibody is a targeting motive on the surface of the nanocapsules, which is directed against activated platelets, which is a main component of arterial clots. So that's how the delivery works. But then the trick really is the release mechanism, which ensures that only in the setting of an acute thrombotic event, the drug is released. So if you have an old silent clot, the drug will not be released because there's not enough thrombin, which is the enzyme which degrades the capsules around.
In a clinical sense, in a practical sense, will, for example, paramedics be able to administer this drug? Will it speed the process up?
That's what we hope. So we hope that it can be given as soon as possible because there are less risk of side effects. So it's very safe, we think, to give. But that has to be determined in clinical trials.
Right. Yeah. So and how far away from clinical trials are you, do you think?
The issue is really cost and funding, because clinical trials in cardiovascular disease are very expensive because you need a lot of patients.
Mm-hmm.
So we would need to partner with a big pharma company, and that's still something we haven't really figured out yet.
Can you put a time frame on how much time this could take off that critical hour, say, for treatment of a stroke?
I could potentially take off 3 to 5 hours in a setting of myocardial infarction and stroke maybe as well. The issue with stroke is that you need to exclude that it's a hemorrhage, so that it's a blood vessel which has bursted.
Yep.
And there are a lot of trials going on in the US and Europe at the moment where you have a little CT scanner in the back of the ambulance which can get an image of the head. So you can exclude that it's a hemorrhage and it's really an ischemic, so a blood clot occlusion. And then you can lyse straight away. And that really saves a lot of time, because normally these scans are only done in the hospital. And with a country as big as Australia, it takes potentially a long time to get a patient to the next hospital.
Yeah.
And every minute counts in the setting of stroke and heart attack.
How long has this research been going on?
Probably 5 years, maybe a bit more. So we had one paper a couple of years ago where we really just looked at the technology on a planar surface, mm-hmm. in a way that we can degrade the layers. And then this paper is about that we can make that into capsules and we can actually load the drug into the capsules and also degrade. So the next step is really to do preclinical in vivo work and then clinical trials.
How far can you see this technology going? I mean, it sounds like there are many things that this kind of delivery system could work for.
Definitely. And layer by layer has been around for quite some time. And people have published on delivering all kinds of things, peptides, small drugs, and big thrombolytic drugs like urokinase. And also in the setting of cancer, they can be degraded by changes in the environment of a cancer cell to degrade and to release the drug. So it's a very, very flexible system.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you. You're welcome.